Back here on In Focus, Brandon Peoples, joined by Cheryl Collins, director of the Riley County Historical Museum, and curator of design, Alana Parker, as we continue our conversation here about food explorers, the primarily David Fairchild, Charles Marlatt, and Walter T. Swingle, who all made a big impact on food that we consume here today, basically, and not just here, but nationwide. Wanted to talk a little bit, you know, we got this self-guided tour that's going on through Manhattan. Wanted to maybe highlight a few of the places people could check out if they've got, you know, some time this weekend. I think a lot of people have some free time this weekend. Maybe if they're not wanting to hassle with all the crowds shopping, maybe they could go out and check out some interesting artifacts.
Well, we'd love to have people come visit. And one place they could stop at and actually go in is Goodnow House State Historic Site. And that's right beside the Riley County Historical Museum there on Claflin. And it's open 2 to 5 Saturday and Sunday. And then when the Riley County Historical Museum is open, we take people over there to tour. Of course, Isaac Goodnow knew Washington Marlatt and Charles Marlatt well. They were neighbors real close there. And Washington Marlatt and Goodnow involved in Kansas State Agricultural College's earliest years. Lots of other places to visit. The Platt House at 2005 Claflin Road, that's the home of the Riley County Genealogical Society, and it's open to the public at various times as well. And that house was built in 1871 by Everett and Jenny Platt. And Everett Platt was a very interesting free stater, and he taught at Kansas State in the preparatory department, and I'm sure those boys started in the preparatory department mm-hmm. and then moved on to the college section, and he was there until 1883, so they would have known that family very, very well as well, because the other reason is the Platts were Congregationalists, and of course the Fairchilds were Congregational Church members, so I'm sure that also would have meant that they knew each other well. And there's lots of other places. The Marlatt home on College Avenue, which is just south of the new soccer field. And as I mentioned, that's the oldest house in its original location in Manhattan. Was built in 1856 by Davies Wilson. And then the Marlatt family, I believe, got it in 1861 or 1860. And moved in there and really lived there most of their lives, mm-hmm. I think. And then the barn, that's an interesting piece there, too.
Yeah, so the barn behind the house, well, so it would be on the east side of the home, that is actually stone from Bluemont Central College, it originally stood on the corner of College and Claflin Avenue. So where Central National Bank today, the Founders Hill Apartments, and that corner on that corner there. So Washington Marlatt, when they were going to demolish the barn in the 1880s, Washington Marlatt purchased the stone to construct that barn. Some of the original beams from the college are also there. And they had the etched limestone, the Bluemont College. It was, so when they tore down that college building, it went to the barn. But today, that Bluemont College, if you go into the Alumni Center, that is above the fireplace in the Alumni Center. And then the bell from Bluemont Central College now stands outside of Bluemont Hall, which is very appropriate, the educational department there on campus at K-State. So really neat pieces all around our community that you can see.
You know what I like? As a new resident here, I always like whenever I go to a community, you see the different street names, and a lot of places the history is in the name of the streets because the streets are named after historical people. And you know, I travel on Marlatt all the time to come to work. I have a daughter who goes to Marlatt Elementary, so it's nice to see that tie in here and know what a prominent role that.
So I don't think we have a Swingle Street, so that's maybe one we need to suggest.
There you go.
They have a Swingle Street,
mm-hmm. But that's one of the common questions when we're giving tours of the Goodnow House. Why is College Avenue way out by
right,
where the museum is?
There.
And that's because it was Bluemont Central College. And then, as I mentioned, in today's world, it's amazing what's available online to research through Kansas State Historical Society and Kansas Memory. So one thing that we found was a letter written by Isaac Goodnow to a man named William Claflin. And essentially what the letter says is, if you donate money to help us start this college, we'll, they intentionally, or had intended on naming a building after him, but it looks like they settled for a road that would run right by the college there, so Claflin Avenue.
I'm not sure they ever got a second building built.
No.
And, of course, the campus that these food explorers were connected with is the current campus, because the campus moved to its current location in 1875. So by the time Marlette and Fairchild and Swingle were on campus, it was where it is today.
Very interesting. Well, this is such a cool exhibit here, and again, it's on display till Wednesday at the library, you said?
Correct, yes, Wednesday at the library. But in the future, we always like to, we are working on trying to have an online component to these exhibits. So you might check back on the website. We'll try to get some of that information up there. And we also have some other exhibits at the library. At the museum, we have the World War I exhibit in Riley County still on display. Of course, just this last Veterans Day commemorated the 100th anniversary of the signing of the armistice. So quite a momentous time in our history. So we do have some artifacts from World War I on display there. And we do have the World War I service plaque or flag with the hand-painted names of the 1,009 Riley Countyans that served during the war. So if you have some relatives from Riley County, you can come in and see their names. And you could take any name off that board, and they just have an incredible story behind them.
Yeah, absolutely. That's so cool that you have that preserved there. And obviously so many people have ties to people who've served.
It was really interesting. There was a worldwide ringing of bells at the 11th hour of the 11th month and on the 11th day to commemorate the 100th anniversary of the armistice. And Jed Dunham, who's done extensive research on World War I, came over to the Riley County Historical Museum on that day and had a little ceremony and rang the Bala bell that we have outside on our grounds. So that was really kind of a moving commemoration of that 100th anniversary. World War I was life-changing in lots of different ways in American life and, in, of course, the lives of Riley Countyans. So it's really nice to look back and see what happened in that time and how it's changed things for us.
Absolutely, yeah. It's hard to believe, but, you know, it's been 100 years since that first World War. And again, we'd had to go through it a second time, you know, the fact that we
right.
had to do that.
Right. It was not the war to end all wars,
right.
I guess.
Well, anything else we have before we let you go? We're running out of time here. So.
Well, we invite people to go out to our website at www.rileycountyks.gov/museum for the driving tour. Come by the Riley County Historical Museum at 2309 Claflin Road and visit the exhibits we have there and Goodnow House State Historic Site next door, and come over to the Manhattan Public Library and see the Food Explorers exhibit before it leaves on Wednesday.
Okay. Cheryl Collins, director, and Alana Parker, curator of design, thank you guys for being here.
Thank you very much.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, too. We'll be back here in just a few minutes. We're going to talk with K-State Research and Extension Horticulture Agent Greg Eystone when we return here on News Radio KMAN.